The L.A. mayor's race just got a little more interesting. Karen Bass was one of two lawmakers to get a scholarship at USC's social work program valued at nearly $100,000.
The other, former county supervisor, L.A. City Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas, now facing bribery and fraud charges, along with the former dean of the social work program. The L.A. Times reported prosecutors say Bass's scholarship is critical to their case, but she's not under investigation. Bass denies allegations a scholarship she received had any relation to the Ridley Thomas case. Derry Schrago, back with us, political strategist and USC professor. Derry, thanks for being here. So there's the saying, the ads write themselves. We've already seen Rick Caruso, Bass's opponent, hold a whole press conference on this.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously I'm at USC, and both of them are involved with USC, and so this is fascinating to me. And you know, I've managed a lot of campaigns and advised a lot of candidates for office and office holders, and this one's very simple. From my perspective, if I was advising Karen Bass, I'd say keep it short, keep it truthful. It's that simple. I mean, the answer is, look, the U.S. Attorney's Office has said I'm not under investigation. They may call me as a witness. If I'm asked to testify as a witness, I'll testify truthfully. I mean, that's all she should say. That's all she has to say.
I guess what confuses perhaps some people is if she is not under investigation, as apparently she is not, why is she even involved in this to begin with?
She received a scholarship from the social work school, and the social work school at USC is, or the former dean, I guess, is under investigation. And so, you know, she was, it's sort of like, not exactly, but she was in the room when it happened. And so the U.S. Attorney's Office obviously thinks, at least for now, that she knows things and could testify to things that may relate to their case against the current defendants.
Would that
not
be
unusual? I mean, it's happened to me. I mean, I've been a witness in political corruption trials too. You know, not investigated, but you're in the room, literally.
Yeah. Would that be like? Did they pressure you? But was there any ask for quid pro quo? Was there anything like that? Is that the line they go down, like, hey, they gave
sure.
you this, it looks like a gift?
Yes, absolutely. Well, they'll take it as far as they can take it to prove their case. But, you know, I mean, forget the public statements in the context of the mayor's race. Certainly on the stand, her attorney's going to tell her, just, you know, tell the truth. That's all. Just tell the truth. And based on what the U.S. attorney knows, apparently there's no reason to think that she may be charged with something. And on the other hand, you know, Rick Caruso is obviously very deeply committed to USC, has played an incredibly important role there. And if he called me and said, well, what do I do about this? I'd say, if you think you want to take a shot, take a shot. But, you know, the answer from somebody, probably not from Karen Bass, but from one of her supporters, will be, wait, hold on a second. All this happened on your watch. You were a trustee, so what did you do about it? So he's got some exposure here, and we'll just have to see who lands what punch. You know, it's a tennis game. There's one player on each side of the court, and they'll keep hitting the ball back and forth. And, you know, we'll see if anybody bobbles the ball and hits it into the net.
I wonder, though, if the public cares about this sort of stuff anymore. I mean, we've undergone so many changes in the political landscape in recent years. Things that used to disqualify candidates, now people kind of shrug their shoulders and they go, yeah, oh, well, so what? And they move on. Is this one of them?
Well, time will tell, but I think you're right. I think you hit a very important point here, which is that voters have become, I guess we could say, increasingly tolerant of all kinds of behavior that used to be, you know, just killers for people in office or people running for office. And I know from listening to voters in L.A. in the last year that this may very well, and again, I hate to predict anything, it may turn out to be at best for both candidates, yada, yada, yada. You know, we've heard this all before. Voters don't particularly trust anybody in politics, consultants included. And so this, you know, Caruso may not land a punch.
Does it also kind of complicate the fact that it's a complicated story, that, okay, there was a bill in Congress that would have expanded some access to federal funding and the social work school was in there, but she says there was somebody else that brought that to me years ago, and then the ethics committee cleared me for the gift, and then, you know, it takes 30
yes.
minutes to explain everything, and you don't have that in a 30-second ad. You can hit out on the headline, but past that, you know, you get into a huge discussion about it and people's eyes kind of gloss over.
No, they do. They absolutely gloss over. And I mean, I've seen this happen over and over again, you know, both in elections and in focus groups and opinion research. They just throw up their hands. I mean, they don't think they can make sense of it. So then they have to decide how important the charge is. And you know, again, we'll see what happens here. But and I think that you guys said this, voters have more important things on their mind than this. And I mean, you know, start talking about homelessness and a whole bunch of other issues that they care about a great deal in L.A. And this may be just, as I said, sort of yada, yada, yada.
If she is the more, quote unquote, trusted already in the polls, though, and this kind of thing comes up and it doesn't look good, at least that headline version, and maybe even later when you dig in, does she take a hit in that category? And people go, well, maybe, I don't know, that this Crusoe guy, I'll give him a thought.
I think that's a very important point. That is a risk that she confronts, and that's why I said my advice to her, it would be keep it short, keep it truthful, and don't look defensive. If you have no reason to be defensive, don't start looking defensive. So straight answers, honest answers, that's the best she can do. And as I say, I never know. If I knew, I would have won every campaign I ever managed. But but my guess is that you know, based on what we just said, voters are going to move on to things that they do understand and are more immediately concerned with. You know, and there's some major issues in the city that rise to that level, and they may conclude this just is not one of them.
Derry Schrago, political strategist and professor there at USC.
And I have a feeling that this is going to probably come up.
It just might.
Might, because KNX is going to be hosting a one-hour debate between Karen Bass and Rick Caruso. That's going to be Thursday, October the 6th at 5 p.m. sharp. Be there.